Hello, welcome to Michael's Business English Solution. This month we're looking at telephoning, a difficult topic for many students. First, the problem. Sometimes I have to speak to American and Australian clients over the telephone. They speak so quickly, and I cannot catch what they say. Help. My solution. Telephoning is a real test of your listening skills. You need to be an active listener and be able to use the emergency English for when you don't understand. Be an active listener. The main reason listening on the telephone is so difficult is because we cannot use non-verbal communication, NVC. In face-to-face communication, we use our body language, facial expressions, etc. to signal our understanding or lack of understanding. On the telephone, you cannot use NVC, so you need to be an active listener. Passive listeners tend to be silent, letting the other person talk on and on. Often the other person will misread the silence as perfect understanding, and may speed up, use more difficult language, etc. Instead, be an active listener. And use the following expressions. To signal understanding, try using phrases such as I see, I understand, I see what you mean. If you are receiving points of information, signal comprehension by saying okay, right, got it. To show interest in what they are saying, use expressions such as really, is that so? A useful technique when receiving names, numbers, etc. is to repeat each letter or number, or group of letters, numbers, after the speaker. This not only helps you confirm the data, but also will slow down the other speaker. By being an active listener, you can control the speed of the conversation more easily, and it is much easier to interrupt. Also, if you suddenly stop using active listening phrases, this can signal to the other person there is a problem. One thing to remember is that this is not a new skill. Most Japanese people use the same skills on the telephone, but in Japanese. What you need to do is to transfer this skill to English. Next are some useful emergency phrases you may need. Interrupting and checking understanding. Excuse me, what did you say about the budget? Sorry, I didn't catch the telephone number. Controlling speed. Sorry, could you speak more slowly, please? Excuse me, could you say that again more slowly? Volume. It's very noisy here. Could you speak more loudly, please? Sorry, I didn't catch that. Could you speak up? Difficult names. Sorry, how do you spell that? Could you spell your first name, please? Understanding. Sorry, I don't follow. You want to cancel the meeting on the 10th? What do you mean by problem with the delivery? Good luck with telephoning, and remember to be an active listener. Next month we'll look at a slightly different topic, teleconferencing. How to have a meeting over the telephone. Goodbye.